The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Separation of Powers. This is a segment of Court Shorts, Founding Fundamentals series. Founding Fundamentals build your knowledge of the federal courts, one gavel tap at a time.
Hello, this is Beverly Hallberg with United States Courts. Welcome to this segment of Court Shorts on Separation of Powers. Separation of powers is the fundamental way our government balances power, but it isn't a new concept. Historically, it dates back to ancient Greece. Aristotle taught that mixing the best aspects of monarchy, aristocracy, and democracy would make an effective government. This idea evolved over time, and in 1787, the framers at the Constitutional Convention blended these models. They organized our government into three separate but equal branches. But what is the separation of powers? The idea is that each branch has its own power and areas of authority. The framers achieved this by giving each branch a different role. The legislative branch makes the laws, the executive branch enforces the laws, and the judicial branch interprets the laws. We asked Chief Judge Charles Clavert of the U.S. District Court in Milwaukee about the importance of separation of powers.
Separation of powers allows our government to function so that one part of the government doesn't overpower the other part of the government. It allows the courts to review the work of the legislature or the work of the executive. It means that one branch will have to respect the other branch.
Throughout our nation's history, we can find examples of each branch protecting its own power and preventing intrusions from other branches. Let's look at an example from the 1930s, during the economic woes of the Great Depression.
This nation is asking for action, and action now.
President Franklin Delano Roosevelt wanted to create programs to spur the economy.
Our greatest primary task is to put people to work. It can be accomplished in part by direct recruiting by the government itself.
Some of these programs were challenged at the Supreme Court, and the justices ruled that the president was exercising too much power. In response, Roosevelt attempted to pack the court by trying to appoint more justices to the Supreme Court who would rule in his favor.
I shall ask Congress for the one remaining instrument to meet the crisis, broad executive power.
Congress rejected the president's efforts because they believed such a move would change the balance of power among the three branches. In this example, we see the separation of powers working in much the same way that it functions today. After this podcast, you can apply these principles to a modern-day situation. You'll be looking for court cases in which one or more of the following factors come into play. The courts strike down an action of the president or an act of Congress that is seen as exercising power outside of their authority. The courts rule that the president is exercising power that belongs to Congress. Congress refuses to support a presidential strategy that might upset the balance of power or significantly change one of the other branches. Congress protects the authority of the courts to rule independently on an action of the president or an act of Congress.
So how can you learn more about the federal courts and the Constitution? By listening to Court Shorts and by visiting us online at www.uscourts.gov. Court Shorts are a production of the Administrative Office of the United States Courts.